Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 179, a review of Lesson 167, There is One Life, and That I Share with God, and Lesson 168, Your Grace is Given Me, I Claim It Now. In Lesson 167, Paragraph 9, it says, "What seems to be the opposite of life is merely sleeping. When the mind elects to be what it is not, and to assume an alien power which it does not have, a foreign state it cannot enter, or a false condition not within its source, it merely seems to go to sleep a while. It dreams of time, an interval in which what seems to happen never has occurred. The changes wrought are substanceless, and all events are nowhere. When the mind awakes, it but continues as it always was." Imagine that right now that your mind has fallen asleep. This is all that has occurred. But every time we try to solve what we see with our eyes, whatever illusion faces us, we tend to try to make something happen or keep something from happening, believing that our happiness lies in whatever it is that we are creating, whatever it is we are seeing as outside of ourselves. Perhaps today you are trying to grow your business. Perhaps today you are trying to create more wealth. Perhaps today you are trying to keep a sickness from advancing. Whatever it is that you are trying to do, recognize right now that you are engaging illusions. This may seem foolish, and your ego would be quick to enter and say you must do this, or things will get worse, or perhaps you will end up with nothing at all, or even death. The ego is very compelling in holding your attention to what is not true. Recognize today that your mind sleeps for a little while, and what we do want is to be awake. Dear God, we are glad for you to show us the road to be awakened in our mind. This is a journey without distance. It is a journey of acceptance, to accept what you have already given. Today we release the fear from our mind. The fear is the result of believing that we could be without something we need, or that there is power outside of us that could inflict harm or pain or delay of any kind. Today, let us celebrate that you walk with us. You are one with us. We are safe because of you. We choose to trust today. Let all our doubts be still. We choose to trust. We are the holy child of God. We accept our glad inheritance. Let us release our attachment, our preoccupation with all illusions, and simply be in that place of receivership. Today we receive what you have given. There is one life, and that I share with God. Your grace is given me. I claim it now.